exactly as I am. He's still the I am. He still wants to do a work in your season and in your life. And His Spirit is still drawing people upon the earth. Don't let people say God's done and that hearts are too hardened to hear. No, they're not. God is still speaking. The door of grace is still open right now. Grace is still open. And it will be open until the end of time, until God establishes the kingdom. The door of grace is open. Don't run. Don't rebel and don't reject. But listen to the voice of God calling you, saying, why are you running away from what I'm calling you into? Why are you rejecting what I'm calling you into? We will never be whole. It will never be complete. It will never have peace apart from Jesus Christ. There's no other way. It's hard enough as a Christian to have peace. I couldn't imagine being outside of God's hand and having any peace. God's love is greater than whatever you're battling in the season you're in right now. God's love is greater. And God's love is deeper. And for those of you even now that are feeling conviction upon your heart, that is the Holy Spirit stirring something within you that's greater than what's outside of you. Saying, I am calling you because I have a plan for your life. I have a purpose. You wasn't just born to live, breathe, eat, sleep, and die. You were born with a destiny. You were born to do something upon the earth for me. You were born to make a difference. You were born to sow a seed. You were born to reproduce other seeds of God. You were born for that. You weren't born to die and just go away. You were born for a purpose. And God's purpose is for you to follow Him. The doors may look closed right now. I've been there. I'm there now, church, in some areas of my life. I'm there now. I'm like, God, it's like the doors I desire are just closed. So what do? We just stand still. And we just wait. It's like when you hit an elevator button. You hit the elevator. Don't just immediately open. You wait. You wait. You wait. You wait. It comes down. And eventually the doors open and you walk on. If you're in a place now where every door is closed, don't try to force your own door. Don't try to cut your own hole. Don't try to make your own way. You just say, God, you've got them closed for a reason, and I'll trust you in that. I don't like it, but I'll trust you. I don't want it, but I'll trust you. And I'll stay here until you, God, and only you, open the next door. For the door God has for you is far greater than any door you try to prepare for yourself. On that side of the door is the pathway God has designated for you to walk upon. The Bible says He ordains the steps of His saints. He ordains your steps. And when we try to outstep God or go a different way, we find disaster and failure and frustration. And wonder, God, where are you at? I didn't speak to you to move. I didn't speak to you to go through that door. You did that on your own. God, give us patience to stand still and to wait upon you. God, give us patience just to wait upon you. Some of you are praying for things that aren't happening. There's a stronghold there. You feel like there's something binding that right now. There's things that have come into your season you never would have thought would be in your season right now. Things that are attacking you never saw coming, but they're there and they got a hold and they're fixed. And the only thing that'll take care of that is the power of the Holy Ghost to break that and to release that. And to let that fix be gone. And say, God, I'm tired of hanging on to something that's not mine. I'm tired of hanging on to something that's not mine, God. I want you to take it out and get rid of it and free me from these chains and these shackles. Free me, God, of the walls that I have built. Free me of the prison I put myself in. Build me, free me of my own ideas and my own thoughts. God, I want your thoughts and I want your ideas and I want your ways. The plan of God for you, church, is much better than any plan you could ever map out. The plan of God, because that's the right plan. Do you hear me? That's the right plan. God's plan is the right plan. Our plan isn't always the right plan. So what do we desire? We desire God's plan to be fulfilled in our lives. You're the I am, God. You ordain my path. You open up the doors. God, you make a way. And bring into my life what I desire and what I need. I know you're there, God. I've heard your voice. I've seen your face. I've beheld your glory. I know you're there. And God, you've not left me alone this season. You've not left me in the desert with no water. But God, you're watering me when I don't even know it. Because if you weren't, I'd be dead. You're watering me day by day. You're giving me what I need. You're giving me strength, and you're giving me food. You're giving me manna from heaven. Every day, manna, God, is filling me. Manna that I'm not getting. Manna that I'm not sowing. But God, it's what you're giving me. The Bible says he'll add riches to us without sorrow. That should be our prayer. That God's blessings, they are without sorrow. Because they're God's blessings. They're God's plan for our lives. For the doors that are shut now, just trust God and wait. And seek his face and stay where he has you. And then when it's time, the right door is going to open for your life. And you're going to walk into it. And you're going to see it. You're going to look back and remind yourself, man, God knew all along this was prepared for me. He knew all along. Don't let discouragement take you away from your walk with God. Don't let discouragement chip away at your faith. He's still the I am. And he loves you where you are. Exactly in the season you're in. He is the I am. For every devourer trying to attack you when you don't even realize that God is protecting you. God is watching over you. God for our own good. I believe what Romans tells us, that all things work together for good to them who are the called according to his purpose. So it may not feel good now, but it's working good. And God's got a master plan that's yet been unveiled to us. If we'll stay on course, it'll be revealed in its time. And we'll walk into what God has prepared for us. We don't like seasons of famine, church. And some of you are going through seasons of famine. Seasons of famine. You've lived off the fatted land for a long time, and now you're in a season of famine. And you feel like there's nothing there. Nothing to live for. Nothing to face tomorrow with. You're in a famine. You are dry. You are dusty and you are thirsty. And it seems no matter what you do, you can't be filled. That's a famine. There's not enough to fill you. But God's going to carry you through this season of famine. And you will once again walk in the land of fat. And you will once again feed upon what God has for you. This famine is going to end. And the harvest is going to come forth. God's not going to leave you starving. He has manna just ahead waiting on you to fill you in everything you need. Because the I am is still the I am right now. I don't know about y'all, but I feel the power of God in this place tonight, church. There's a strong anointing of the Holy Spirit, a drawing of the Holy Spirit in this place to bring you into a season of newness and freshness. God's not done with you yet. This is not over yet. You're only just beginning, and God has great things waiting on you. Do not get discouraged by what you see now. Faith is seeing things you can't see right now. Faith believing in something more than what you can see right now. Faith that God loves you. Faith that God cares for you. Faith that God has something waiting on you. Faith that God has already prepared something for you. And we just simply say, Lord, thank you. I'll wait on to get here, God. I'm going to just wait on you to pour it upon my life. And I know that you will. Faith. Continue to hold on to your faith. No matter what you see. No matter what you feel. No matter what you hear. And the enemy is the great discourager. He's the great liar. He's the one that sows those seeds of all that discord and all that negativity. But God does not do that. God's the very opposite of that. God says, I am faithful to you. I've not ever seen God's seed begging for bread. Just hang on. I have planted you by living waters like a tree. You will not be moved. Just hang on. The season of famine is going to end. And God's going to carry us into a new season. Because heaven and hell are clashing right now. And the earth is the middle point. This earthly kingdom is the clashing. And that's why there's so many foul spirits upon the earth. That's why there's so much crime and hate and murder and sin and immorality. Because there's a clashing going on. And there's demonic warfare happening. And we see only the negativity. We see only the bad. But God says, I'm still good. And for my church and my seed and my remnant, they have not been forgotten and they have not been forsaken. They are right where I put them, in the palm of my hand. They have not left and they will not leave. And you cannot be plucked out of where I have you right now. So be encouraged. Forget what's happening in that kingdom called the earth. We are in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. We serve a king with a crown on his head who lived, died, rose, and now reigns forevermore. That's who my knee bows to. That's who my tongue confesses to. Jesus, King of Kings. That's the kingdom we're in. And we got to get back to that and realize that. I'm going to tell you what's coming. There's going to be some more Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's this hour. That the music's going to sound. And there's going to be people to say, I'm not bowing to that. I'll stand in the fire before I bow to that. I'll stand in the fire before I bow and give up my Savior. God's going to strengthen his seed. He's going to strengthen you. You're going to find power you didn't know you had and courage you didn't know existed. You're going to begin to rise up in the face of adversity and look them in the eye and say, do what you will, but I'm sold out for Jesus Christ. That courage is going to come upon God's people because we got to have it. Because the cross has become a bad word and a bad symbol to so many people. Oh, and thank God. The Bible says it was like that, that to those who don't know, it's foolishness. But to those that know what it means, it's the power to salvation. We know that. I think about those great apostles of the New Testament, especially in the Church of Acts and through all those that were beheaded, that were crucified, that were hung, that were beaten, that were stoned for the cause of Christ. Can you imagine? Paul, when he wrote his last letter, was in prison, had an execution date already at hand, knew he was going to be executed. He was on death row. And what is he doing? He's writing to us. He's writing to us. Be strong and of good courage because my time is at hand. I've kept the faith. But my departure is at hand. And there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Paul knew what was coming. That's why he could still have faith in the middle of his storm. He was writing to us. He was writing to you, Christian, all them years ago, to stay strong and to be courageous. That the anointing God has put in you from a child, that anointing and that call that's upon you, the enemy is trying to rob that and destroy that, but it cannot take what God has planted. So you rise up, servant of God, and become the man of God he's called you to be. You are his. You will never not be his. He has a call on your life. Walk in that and tell the devil he's a liar. You are redeemed from the curse and set free, and his call is on you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Fill him, Lord, with a new work and a new hope. Let this discouragement be broken, every chain be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare it, this anointed one of yours, this Timothy of this generation, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's still the I am. He's still the I am. Whatever you need him to be, he's there. He has all in the bag what you need. Draw from it. Draw from it. You need joy? Tell yourself, joy, come back into my heart. You ought to put on some music at home and begin to have joy again and tell your feet to dance and your hands to praise. I speak joy again upon my flesh. I speak joy again upon my heart. I will dance again in the Holy Spirit and lift my hands up because God is still God. Doesn't matter what season I'm in. He came in that season with me. He didn't leave me in last season. He came into my season. Glory to God. If you're full of fear and you're just so discouraged and you're full of fear, begin to speak to yourself. Fear is of the devil. God gives a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. Fear is of the enemy. I will not be afraid of the terror by day or the arrow that flies. I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. Fear is of the devil. And man, fear keeps us bound. Tormenting spirits. Tormenting spirits. That come into our bedrooms at night that disrupt our sleep. And we came and rest at night and we wake up and we're just tormented. No rest, turning and tossing all night long. That's of the enemy. We need to bind that and speak peace. I will rest tonight. I will sleep tonight. Every foul spirit leave my room. When I close my eyes, God takes over. until I wake up. Carry that into your bedroom at night as you close your eyes. Whatever season you're in, God knows you're there. And He's in it with you. You may not feel Him the way you want to feel Him right now. You may be in a dry place, but the water is on the way. His water is on the way. Just wait. Remain steadfast in where God has you. Remain faithful, trusting Him that He's got everything you need. Thank you, Father. We're seeing a great shift in dynamics. I see so many people that are forsaking the Lord, giving up on God, not believing in Him, denying and rejecting this great love that He did for us. We talked about this morning, He laid His life down for us. He gave His life for us. Jesus gave His life for mine. That's how much He loved me. I've got my little Ashley, 10 years old. I mean, she's on the swing set, and I have such a fond, I'll always know this. I'll always have such a fond, she's on the swing set out here just swinging and singing songs to the Lord. She heard God's voice. Church, I'm pretty seasoned Christian. There's certain things you just ain't going to get out of me. I know what I believe. I know what I've experienced. I know the power of the Holy Ghost. And I know God speaks. And I know we can hear God. So for those that say, yeah, you hear God through His Word. No, you can hear God through the Spirit. She's on that swing set. She's 8 years old. 8 years old. Or seven. And she's back there facing the western horizon, swinging backwards to church, and she begins to singing, and she said the cloud broke and the sun come out, and she heard God speak to her that, I want to save you. You need to be saved. Now she's out there by herself. There's nobody laying hands on her. There's no tongue talking. There's no falling down. Now that scares some of y'all, but oh well. She's out there by herself. She comes in crying to me and Mama, wiping her eyes and says, Mama, Daddy, I was out there, and she's telling the story of what happened. So we prayed with Ashley right then. Right then. No church service, no altar call, just her and Jesus. And the Lord was on her as tears flowed from her little eyes. She felt something. Church, I'm going to tell you, don't let nobody tell you you can't feel God. You can feel the presence of God. You can feel His touch. There's nothing like feeling the tender touch of the Holy Spirit that breaks you down and lets you know, I'm here and I'm real and I'm alive. She's crying now. I'm talking about it. Look at her. The tenderness of knowing what God did for her. How she's just singing to Jesus. And I'm so thankful that God called her name. Church, I'm so thankful that God found my Ashley. That God, by Himself, without me being involved, He don't need our help. That God spoke to her. Almost as out of the sky, spoke to her. I want to save you. There is no greater feeling than being so overcome with the presence of God that all you can do is weep. We ever get to the point where we're ashamed of that or hardened to that, we're missing a great moving of God. I mean, we'll cry over a dog getting hit. We'll cry over a team losing. We'll cry over getting fired. We'll cry over a broken relationship. We'll cry over our bill at lunch. We'll cry over a lot of things. But we won't cry unto God. We won't allow Him. You know why? Here's why we don't do that. Can I be honest with you? This is a Sunday night crowd. We'll see if you come back next Sunday night. Because we realize if we truly let go, if we truly surrender, that God's going to do something in us. And we're afraid of that. We're afraid what God's going to do I might act stupid. I might show emotion. I might be different. I might change. I might do something that everybody else is laughing at. But man, there's nothing greater. Church, I'm going to tell you, I grew up in a very charismatic movement most of my life. And there was more than one time I danced in the spirit. And you remember those days. We went to the same church, me and Stacy. There were times God would hit me. And I know people make fun of it, but let me just, I'll think about this coming up the road tonight. Nobody makes fun of me by screaming, hollering at a game or painting herself up and acting half naked. Nobody makes fun of that. Nobody makes fun of a dance club, people dancing and shaking all their part. Nobody makes fun of that. Nobody makes fun of that. That's cool, man. That's team. That's, you know, exciting. But then when someone dances in church, it's weird. Why is that? Why have we twisted so far? I'm going to tell you why. Because churches have grown so dry. It's a formatted deal of just coming in and doing this and doing that and getting out. And God, if there's, we really don't want you in because you kind of disrupt our service. It's amazing. Go to any party. You high schoolers, you go to parties, you go to other, I mean, it's stupid stuff. Y'all act stupid. Ride on top of cars and holler and do this and howl and bark and whatever you do. Tattoo yourself up, pierce yourself up. I mean, all these things that to some people are like, why'd they do that? But you know what? That's okay. That's cool. But man, somebody dances in church or raises their hand or says amen or gets a little excited, they're too emotional. I've seen y'all emotional outside of church. It ain't good. Y'all scary, some of you, when you get emotional outside of church. As a pastor, y'all have had my britches more than once. I know how you can be. And so when we don't surrender to God, when we fail to truly surrender, we're missing out on what He really has for us. Just like a husband and wife, if I don't truly surrender to Melanie, if I don't give her all of me, she's missing out, and I am too. What if you only give part of yourself to your husband or wife? Just part of yourself. You hold back so much. You only give them what you want to give them, but you hold back a lot of other things. It's not a complete relationship. Something's missing. When we don't fully surrender to God and let Him break those walls down and become the I am He wants to be in our lives, we're missing out. Don't understand some of these spiritual things. I know. That's why you need to just let go and surrender. God will show you. I've seen so much change in that young woman back there, that 20-year-old. I don't live with her, and I see change in her. Her parents have talked about the change in her. It's an awesome thing, Taylor, is it, to have the Spirit of God living inside of you? Nothing greater than that. God moved on her in a very special way, too, at our 10-year celebration outside. She come got me, Melanie. Come got me. She says, you know what she says? She says, I'm ready. I'm ready. So she says, I'm ready. We brought her in here and prayed for her. The Spirit of God was on her so strong, and the tears began to flow down her face. As she's realizing what she was doing, she was crucifying self and letting God come in. A 20-year-old with all kinds of peer pressure and has to keep a certain appearance and image, but at that moment didn't care. At that moment says, God, You're stronger than what I'm trying to fight against, and I can't fight no more. I can't resist no more. I'm tired of resisting. Resisting only leads to more misery. I'm ready, God. I'm ready to surrender. And she did. And she's been up here since then and has felt the power of God. Electricity, almost like electricity in your body. It's amazing. People make fun of that. It caught Melanie. Melanie was behind her. They both got electrocuted that night. Both of them. Strong. That's the power of God. How dare us say that God can't do this no more. God's not this no more. Just because church have taken it away. He still can do whatever He wants. If we'll just be willing to surrender. He's your I am. He is your I am. Anybody want prayer tonight? You want prayer? Anybody want prayer? Anybody? Maybe God's drawing you to just surrender all tonight. You're carrying baggage. You're carrying things. And you just want to surrender tonight. As the Holy Spirit is moving and drawing. And as He has this in place tonight. Is God dealing with any heart tonight? Because I don't want to close it out if God's dealing with anyone. If no one comes, that is fine. We'll close out. But I want to give you the opportunity tonight. Do you need the I am to show up in your season where you're at? Is God stirring something within you that you're ready to surrender it all? Say, God, be my I am. God, be my I am tonight. It's not about my strength. I'm tired of it. I need you to be my I am. Just pray for a minute, saints. Give people a chance to obey the Lord tonight. Holy Spirit, draw. Holy Spirit, draw right now. Holy Spirit, draw. Draw, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus. Take her out of this season of famine, God, and fill her with plenty. In Jesus' name. God, fill her with plenty. As she's come to the well tonight. Breathe upon her, God, new breath. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Those tears of sorrow, my daughter, are going to be turned to tears of joy shortly. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Glory to God. Feel this vessel, Jesus. Feel this child of yours. In Jesus' name, she surrenders all. Let all of herself get out of the way that all of you can come in tonight, Jesus. As her heart is so open right now to receive all you have for her, pour into her all you have for her this night. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for this young person. God, order her steps. Let the enemy not have this one or destroy this one or take this on the wrong path. But God, ordain her steps that she will make right choices and right decisions. That she will go through right doors and close wrong doors and trust you and walk in your ways. That your blessing will be upon her all of her days. We pray this in Jesus' name. Let every stronghold, Jesus, every stronghold be released. Every attacking spirit, every wrong thought, every demon in the shadows that continually try to beat and trample this vessel. He has heard the word of the Lord. He is here by destiny, ordained for purpose. And we speak against everything that's holding him captive. By your word, in the name of Jesus, that everything be broken. He be free. Free, God, of everything. Free of every power of darkness. Free of every wrong influence. Free of every wrong tie. In Jesus' name, let this be a new day and a new beginning. Strengthen this vessel. Let his hope be in you and you only, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, you see the doors that she desires to be opened. Begin to show her those doors, Lord. Let her know she is where she's supposed to be now. She is where she's supposed to be at this moment and at this time. And that in your appointed time, God, what you have waiting on her is far greater than she's ever imagined or ever thought of. Give her patience to stand in the middle of uncertainty, knowing you are on her side and knowing you have things waiting on her. Pour upon her a new strength. Refresh her spirit. Give her boldness and courage to continue to do what you called her to do. Let her mouth and tongue be used for your glory. Her life be a light and a lamp to other people's steps. In the name of Jesus, pour upon her a renewing and refreshing this night in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Well, she's trembling like a leaf. Glory to God. I know you're in an uncertain place now. You've lost your way a little bit. You're just not sure where you are right now. But God's not let you in the dark. He knows exactly where you are, daughter. And He's going to bring you out of this place. He's going to take you off the road you've been on that's wrong and put you back on the road that's right. He is going to redirect your steps. Just focus on Him. Return back to your first love and watch what God's going to do. He is in your season. He knows where you're at and where you need to go. Trust Him, for He is redirecting you this night. And you will leave here refreshed and strengthened in the name of Jesus. I bind the enemy from this disruption, this distraction, these wrong voices, this loud noise. Let her once again only hear your voice in Jesus' name. Your voice in Jesus' name. Just cry out, daughter. Just cry out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let all that come out as God is Jesus' name. Releasing that bondage. Releasing that bondage. All that stress. All that worry. All that concern. All that fear. All that uncertainty. God is removing it and pouring into you, daughter, a newness of peace. A newness of strength in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, take this heart of sorrow and turn it into joy. Take this load off of her, Jesus. As she's carried it too long and too hard, it's not her load to carry. Lift it off of her shoulders tonight, God, and let her leave free of all this burden, for you are the burden bearer, and restore to her peace of mind. That she leaves here not worried about one more thing, but that it's in your hands in Jesus' name. Lift this off of her. God, lift it off of her and let her bear it no more after this night. Let her spirit be free, her mind be clear, and her heart be full of joy. This is yours, God. This is yours. As she surrenders totally to you, Lord, heal this grieving heart. Heal this grieving heart as you are taking away the pain and the burden right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just let it flow, daughter. Just let it flow. All that mourning, God's releasing that tiredness and that weariness you've been so stressed under. Taking off of you, freeing you up again. To walk in newness of life. Jesus' name. There is nothing better than just getting released under the presence of God and feeling light and fresh and clean again. Nothing like it. Anyone else want to come up before we close out? I don't want to cut nobody short if God's dealing with you, but you know me, I don't drag it out. If you don't move, we're going to move on. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing like letting your burden just... This is what God wants, church. This is what God wants right here. Us just to cry out to Him because we don't have it in ourselves to carry. We weren't meant to carry it. We weren't meant to carry it. Jesus carried our burdens for us on the cross. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your spirit here tonight. Thank you, God, for the presence of the Holy Spirit that has been so alive tonight, that you are the I am. God, thank you that you are our burden bearer, that you release us of all that, and that we can go free again. God, we can go free of fear and free of worry, free of pain, because you bore that for us at Calvary. That we can walk, God, with strength and joy and power again in our lives. Walk into what you called us to walk in. I want to lift up our nation tonight, Lord. I want to lift up our leadership tonight. That your hand of mercy remain upon the USA. And just as Abraham prayed about Sodom and Gomorrah, Lord, let the righteous begin to rise and make their voices heard. And spare us, God. Spare us. Let your hand not leave us or forsake us for the sins of the people. But God, remain steadfast with your mercy and grace. Look upon us and protect us and guide us and lead us. And help those in authority over us to make right decisions. Turn their hearts unto you, God. Turn their hearts from the White House to the local state level, to the local county level. God, turn the hearts of your leaders unto you, that they will fall upon their knees and cry out, Abba, Father, you're the only way. Save us, God, and save this nation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Melanie, doing a great job tonight. Did y'all know she had that in her? Isn't that wonderful? She's been practicing and taking a couple of lessons trying to do this. So be praying for her that God continues to use her hands to do what she's done tonight. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Changed the whole dynamics tonight. It's awesome. Just that worship. That beautiful, soft worship. Thank you, Jesus. You're the guinea pig tonight, so I'm going to try to sing as she plays this. The more I seek you, in closing. Seek you. The more I find you. The more I find you. The more I love you, I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, back against you and breathe, feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your church. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, back against you and breathe, feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, so praise the Lord. Isn't that true? The more we seek him, amen, the more we find him. And the more we find him, the more we love him. Why? Because we find out more about him. The more we find out about God, the more we love him. Beautiful thing. If I can get a couple of ushers up here tonight to receive our evening offering, we'll do that this time. Yeah. Go ahead. Hey, it's been a good day. I love when the Lord shows up. It's always good.
Lord, we ask your hand upon the offering tonight, your blessing. We thank you, Lord, that we have an opportunity to give unto you just a little something of what you give to us, God. Thank you. Pray you bless this seed and honor it and use it for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray.